Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Just Incredibles. Yes, the sequel, Incredibles 2, even outdoes Incredibles, released nearly a decade and a half ago in 2004. Incredibles 2 is one of the most enjoyable, impressive, and, well, yes, incredible feature animated films in years. Look for an Oscar animated feature film nomination for Incredibles 2. Incredibles 2 out-marvels the repugnant and nihilistic feature movies that have recently populated the Marvel Cinematic Universe. In contrast to the not-so-marvelous Marvel CGI-dominated feature movies, Incredibles 2 is upbeat, at times laugh-out-loud hilarious, and satisfying entertainment for nearly the entire family. Credit writer-director Brad Bird, who received an Oscar for The Incredibles and also for Ratatouille. He expands on his vision of a typical American family coping with the usual problems of raising an infant, dealing with a preteen boy, and coping with the teenage angst of a young girl, as well as keeping the home fires of love burning. Brad Bird is on par with the characters of the Parr family. Director Brad Bird has a clear sense of pacing, character-revealing dialogue, and action. Incredibles 2 has just the right mix. It's not necessary to see the film in 3D, the format in which it was seen for this review. What's especially great about Incredibles 2 is the matchup of the voices of the characters to the visuals of the characters. Craig T. Nelson, as the voice of Bob Parr, Mr. Incredible, conveys a sense of smugness, now mixed with a dollop of doubt in Incredibles 2. He becomes a stay-at-home dad, taking care of Jack-Jack, voiced by Eli Fusil, as Mom, Mrs. Parr Elastigirl, voiced by Holly Hunter, who has a wonderful authoritative overbite lisp for her voice role, goes about making the world safe for superheroes who have been banned. The voice talent is superb, including Sarah Vowell, Huckleberry Milner, Catherine Keener, Bob Odenkirk, and Samuel L. Jackson. The computer-generated animation of Incredibles 2 is believable, beautiful, and wondrous to behold. The attention to detail is amazing. The superpowers are brilliantly executed, again, way better than the recent raft of cliched Marvel Cinematic Universe superheroes and their superpowers. Part of the problem is that the Marvel characters are based on live-action filmmaking mixed with CGI. The all-CGI animation feature Incredibles 2 knows no such bounds. Bao, a Pixar animation short, precedes Incredibles 2. Incredibles 2 is MPAA-rated PG for action sequences and some brief, mild language. Opening June 29 is Sicario, Day of the Soldado. Stefano Salima directs Benicio del Toro, Josh Brolin, Isabelle Moner, and Jeffrey Donovan in the crime thriller sequel. The drug war on the United States-Mexico border has escalated as the cartels have begun trafficking terrorists across the U.S. border. To fight the bad hombres, federal agent Matt Graver reteams with the mercurial Alejandro. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.